Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Believing in Jesus' name. A little. One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptize in Jesus' name. All right, friends. We thank and praise God for your sin today. I'm Ella Brackett of the Church of God, the Bible Way. Jesus saved through faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Praise God. Let you know that we love you. We care for you. Your soul, praise God. Amen. We have special interest in your soul because why? Jesus Christ, Yahushua, died for you. Amen. Let you know that he's the only way. We're going to talk about that today. One way. The only way. The true way. All right? Our Heavenly Father gave us a way out. Amen. And that way is in the name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. Let you know that you need Christ in your life today. So we see here today, amen, we're going to the 14th chapter of St. John. Amen. Be thanking and praise God here. I stopped here at one of the local restaurants and they gave me the wrong sandwich. Don't trust the drive-through. Amen. We thank and praise God. All right. So we're going to go on the 14th chapter here. And we see, praise God, that in the 14th chapter and the 5th verse, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Think about that. All right, so he's letting Jesus know that they didn't know the way. But Jesus said unto him, in the 6th verse, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man could come unto the Father but by me. All right, you might try any kind of other way, but you ain't going to make it, friend. You might try, jumping, shouting, and hollering, and you still don't believe in Jesus. You don't trust in him. You haven't gone down in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are not going to make it. Amen. Praise God. So we see here today that you got to go down in water baptism, just like they say in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we see, if you don't have his spirit, you're none of his. So we see here today, you have got to believe in him, trust in him, depend on him for your salvation. And we letting you know that he cares about you. I'm going to stop here and give honor to our Heavenly Father, our Most High. Amen. Yahuwah. And some say Yahweh. And some say, some say Jehovah. I want to give honor to the Most High God, creator of all heaven and earth. Amen. Sovereignty. Amen. He is the one that made us. Amen. That's why we can breathe. That's how we can live. You think about it, how complex the body is. Think about it. It took something. It just don't happen just like that. All right? You think about it, how the body is so complex. All right? With the nerves and the different systems that it has into it. We see here that you think about it. Amen. And we thank him for the water. We thank him, amen, for the rain. We thank him for the sun. you know, the son, even for that son up there that he gave us, amen, to help sustain the earth and the vegetation. And, you know, think about it, friend. You got to know that there's a God somewhere. There's a mighty God. We call him Yah. Amen. Yah as in Yahweh. Yah as in Yahuwah. Praise him today. We're thanking praise God today because he is so good to us. Amen. But Jesus said, I am the way. He said, no man could come into the Father but by me. So you got to go through Jesus, amen, Yeshua, HaMashiach, and then you know that he is the right one for you, amen. So people don't understand that. They don't understand the goodness of Christ. They don't understand the blessings of him. I just thank and praise God because he's so good to me. We got an opportunity to be saved. It's a blessing, brother. It's a blessing, sister. He is good. All right, now as we go on, praise God. You see here, he gives us a name that we can believe in. It's important to know the name of God, to know the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm coming in my Father's name. Amen. So if you know his name, all right, if you know God's name, you'll find that God's name is in his son. Hallelujah. The name Yahshua or Yahushua. I mean, it has Yah in it. Amen. So we see here today that he is the real one. Amen. We serve him. Thank and praise God for him. You know, about 40 years ago, I got saved. Amen. And I just thank and praise God for that. Amen. You know, I went down in the water baptism in Jesus' name. I thought I knowed it all. But let me tell you something. When I found that the name of Jesus is right, amen. When I found that the name of Jesus, meaning Yeshua HaMashiach, amen, and that name, the name is above every name, praise God. It has your name into it, God's name into it, friend. So we see here today. But he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's just like when you're trying to go through the door. You got to have a key. And you can have all kinds of keys cut different ways, and you can't get it. You got to have the right one. And I tell people, say, you can't get in the door because you ain't got the key. If you don't have the right key, it's over. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have the right fit, it's over. The right key. That's it. In order to get through the door, you got to have the key. Hallelujah. Even a combination lock. You have to have what you call a combination, the right combination. You can't just put any combination in there. It ain't going to work. Think about it. It's not going with. So, how to get into heaven, how to get into the will of God is through the name of Jesus, Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus, amen, in English, what they call it in English. But the name of Yahshua, HaMashiach, has Yah within it. Amen. The name, just like the name Obadiah, servant means servant of God, but it has Yah in it on the end there. Amen. So we see here today that you must have Christ. You must believe in him. You must have him. Well, you have this opportunity today. Thank and praise God because he's so good. And, you know, you think about knowing this before you die. That's safety. You die today or tomorrow and don't have Christ, you're doomed, friend. You run around and do everything. you're big enough to do and don't have our Heavenly Father, it's bad. It's rough. But you better have him before you leave here. In the coffin, you may be laying in the coffin, dead as a dough tank. But I'm letting you know you better have Christ before that point happens. You have to have it. You got to believe in him. You got to trust in him. You got to go down in water baptism in his name. And that's it. We thank and praise God. Amen. And as I say, we need to thank him. I thank him today for saving my soul. Amen. Amen. I want you to come out to the Churches of God, the Byway. You know, so starting the first of next month, I believe it is, we're having our convocation. And it's out, it will be in Winter Haven. And we want you to come. We'll give you some more information before that happens. All right, but anyway, we want you to come and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Not many people are doing that. Still baptized. Now, the friend said, he was telling me that they've been baptized in a long time in their church. They say the pool, baptism pool was dirty, slimy, and they hadn't baptized nobody. I said, well, that's not the real church then. Let me tell you something. If you don't baptize, you're not in the real thing. All right? If you don't pray and get baptized and get filled with the Holy Ghost, you're not in the real thing. That's what I'm talking about, man. You got to get into the real thing. The truth of the matter, you got to be sure your salvation is secured. So we see here today, Father Yah, our Father God, has made a way. He's given us the key, which is Jesus Christ. He's given us the way, which is Jesus Christ. That's only that one way. Two signs in traffic talk about ways. You got the one way, and you got the wrong way. And over him is by the other way, the right of way. You have to yield the right of way sometimes. But the one way side, I tell you, you're going to go in one direction. Amen. So we see here today, you need Christ for the opportunity to get to heaven. I'm just saying this, man. It's only one way. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. He is worthy, amen, of my praises. He's worthy of our sacrifice. He's worthy. So I'm letting you know today, friends, I'm trying to keep it safe. It's simple. Give your life to Christ. Not to alcohol and dope and crack and weed and women and men. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ, friend. Amen. So I'm letting you know you can do that. You can do it, friend. Turn away from evil things. You know, some of our thoughts could be evil. Isn't that something? You got to turn away from it. See, the father of a deed is a thought, because you have to think of it. You know, the father of a deed. When you go to do something, you have to think about it. Well, that's what you do. Some people do something without even considering the consequences. We know that. But we want you to know that you could come and be saved. We are located in Tampa, Florida, at 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. So we want you to come right on the corner of Osborne and 22nd, right on the corner. So we want you to come out. Amen. We have great brethren in the church, praise God. Amen. We have great brethren. All right. Our bishop, his name Adrian Melendez Shaw. Amen. And his mother, his mother Barbara Shaw, who's a longtime teacher in the Hillsborough County school system. All right. His wife is Christine Shaw. This is Christine Shaw. So we want you to come out and visit us all. Amen. Come out and see us. I'm Elder Blackson, the evangelist there. And let you know that we want you to come and experience God in the presence of God right now. Experience it. I want you to come, man. While you got an opportunity, you may come. Then you know that God is able. He is able to set you free. But you got to do something. You know, a lot of people think that I just pray for a job. I'm just going to get the job. But that's a good attitude, but you got to work and go out and find it. You got to go and knock, call, go on the internet. You got to apply all over. You know, I told the guy, I said, every day apply somewhere. 10 applications online, you know. Just like that, something could come open for you. Or you can find a way to do online businesses. If you don't go ask, you ain't going to receive. See? How much people got to do? You got to go do the work. Sometimes we have to do the road work. Some people want big churches. All right? But you got to get out there among the people. You got to get out there among the people. And then, sheep get, you know, you want good wool, you got to get good sheep. So think about it. You know, you got to get the sheep and get the wool, all right? So you think about that thing. And then you got to end up shaving it off of it and preparing it. So we see, the scripture say, faith without work is dead. How do you know you got faith? Because of your works. Look at that. That's right. I want to say to especially our black brethren, think about the ways of success. Let me show you something. I was thinking about and I was thinking about how these guys got to be millionaires and all that. Some were builders. Some were the biggest thing they was in the shipping business or the real estate business. All right. So that way they had things going. You build something, you sell it. All right. You know, and then you need real estate people. And I was trying to encourage people to get into the real estate business, the shipping business, and then make that money, all right? But what happened? A lot of people don't think of that that way. So we see here today, you must go. I got about 10 minutes, and we want to let you know, I'm praying for those that are sick. Let us do that right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, Father Yah, we ask that you bless right now, Father. Touch those people who are having problems, affliction in their body, Father. We ask that you touch them. Oh, Father, we ask that you bless them. Let them know that Christ is the way, amen, the one and only true way. Oh, Father, we ask that you touch them to have cancer. All kinds of the formula and all kinds of cancerous diseases, we ask that you bless right now. Oh, God, we ask that you touch right now and heal those that have kidney disease. Oh, prostate, colon. Oh, God, we ask that you touch stomach cancers. All that touch those people who have those things. Those that suffer from arthritis, neuritis. Those that are having different problems, Father, we ask that you bless, heal, for you are able to heal. you're able to touch. You're able to bless them today, Father. Oh, Father, we ask that you bless those that help them who their family is on the verge of breaking up. God, we ask that you bless, Father, y'all. We know that you're able to heal, that you're able to heal. And we trust in our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We ask that you bless that God. Heal and help. Bless them and their families, Father. Bless them and their families. Help them to go on right now, Father Yahuwah. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, yes, that you bless the people that are struggling. Oh, the people that are homeless, people that are incarcerated in jail. We ask that you touch right now. Help them in any situation, Father. Well, we know that prayer changes things. Oh, Father, we pray for those in the nursing home, those that are sick in the hospital. For those nurses and doctors to keep them safe. Lord, we ask that you bless them. Because you are able to heal.
Touch, Lord. Touch, Father.
For you are the one that created in the heaven. Because you know the body. Because you made the body. You made the body. You made our species. Lord, we thank you for the goodness, Father Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that you're able, Father. Ah, God, thank you. Thank you for your blessings, your healing. Thank you for your protection. Oh, God, let them know that you, the only way. Oh, God, let them know that Christ is the only way. Yeshua, HaMashiach. In the name of Yeshua and our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray right now for those blessings. Amen and amen. It shall happen, friend. It shall happen. Let you know that today, friend. 111, one way to God. Let you know that he is able to bless you. He's able to touch you and heal you right now. Amen. A person like me, say, does the word prophet mean that you tell the future? I told him, say, not necessarily. You know, prophet. You got three types of prophets. You got hindsight, foresight, and insight. All right? So Moses did a prophecy both ways. He predicted things in the future, and he also gave the things of the past. And in the present time that he was in, he did that also. So we see in Moses, He had all that. He had foresight, hindsight, and insight. So that's not true when people say that when you're talking about prophet, that they see the future. Yes, they see the future, and God revealed them the hindsight, like Moses written the Bible, all right, written the Torah. And you figure, say, he had to have hindsight in order to find God had to reveal it to him, and then what went on. So you got hindsight, insight, and foresight, all right, in prophecy. And when God tells the prophet to go preach to these people, go speak to the people of Israel, preach to the people of Israel, all right, he's just telling, that's what he's telling them, just go preach. Ezekiel, all right, prophesied insight, all right, to his people. end time, that end time preaching. So he did that. So we see he'll show them some things. Even Jeremiah, he told those people, say, y'all gonna be here for 70 years more. And they didn't like that. They all thought that Jesus, that God was gonna come and just deliver them just right away. But no, he said, y'all 70 years, y'all gonna be, you might as well build houses. All right. So we see here today that there's those type preachers, all right, insight, hindsight, and foresight preaching, all right? So God reveals things in times and in the ages and in dispensations even. So you got to know what time it is, all right? Revelation, it has hindsight, insight, and foresight. So think about it in Revelation. And what Revelation means is that you got the picture. It's been revealed, meaning revealing to you. So you got the meaning. In other words, it's been revealed to you. All right? So it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. All right? And you know what gets me? People don't read the whole Bible and go read the Revelation and think they got it. If they did, all right. Wait a minute. Now, how much the Bible do? Oh, I went to Revelation. That's all I need. I said, that's why you're crazy. That's why, you know, because it's like you don't know how to get the true revelation of the book of Revelation. You know, since you're going there, you need to go through the whole Bible and get something out of it. To get the revelation. You don't even know what John talking about a lot of times. So you find that's true, that happened to man, and people are going through some stuff like that. So I'm telling you, friend, come to church and come get the real interpretations, and then come get it. Jesus saved through faith, Church of God, the Bible way. Amen. I'm letting you know that we could do things. You know what? It's time for black people to unite. It's time for you to unite and for us to teach each other different trades, teach each other how to live right. It's time for us to get together, closeness. All right? Give a honor to our Apostle C.A. Calvert. Give honor to our presiding bishop, Bishop R.J. McLeod, and all the other brethren, including Bishop Brickshaw, Jonathan Brickshaw. Next week, same time, same station. Call in, praise God. Call in is 563-999-3034. All right. Call in. 563-999-3034. All right. It's Ella Brighton. We're gonna be signing out. We thank and praise God for you all listening. All right. Thank you. For doing that. All right. God bless you. I love everybody. I appreciate it. At least I. Let me say that. Let me take that back. I respect everybody. Amen. Respect everybody. We thank and praise God. We out. Amen. Amen. This is another order.